first period. You kind of expect that, I would imagine, off a Chicago team that's, you know, one of the top teams in the Central Division, and then you guys bounced back and played a really good second period. What did you see from the opening 40 minutes?
Yeah, you know, and we know we didn't play a great first period, but it was kind of the same as, you know, one of the games against Texas, the same thing. You know, we weren't there in the first period, but, you know, that's why it's huge for us to have Comrie back there and, you know, standing strong, holding us in there. And then the second and third period, we came out with a little bit more legs, trying to play our game, play our systems. I think it's a big thing for us tonight was we started moving our feet. You know, the first period, we kind of sat back and let Chicago control the play. And I think ever since after that first period, we played our game.
From my perspective, the last game you guys played, the last win, was your most complete game of the season. Obviously, when you come into tonight's game, you want to model your game a little bit after what you just did. What was it that they were? Was it something that they were able to do that just kind of got you off, or was it just what was it that just kind of started things off not on the right foot?
You know, not every game can be perfect, but I think a big part of, you know, hockey is the opponent has a say in what happens, and you know it's almost like life. But I think that game there, they had a say in that. You know, that first period they played better than us, and then you know, we did want to build off that last game. Last game, you're right, we played an unreal game. You know, it's hard to say perfect, but you know, we played a great game, and I think tonight, you know, the second and third period, we played good. We played a pretty good period. We shut them down. We didn't give them a whole lot of chances. I mean, they had 40 shots. They had a bunch there at the end in the 6-on-5. But I think, you know, as long as we can keep playing, you know, a sound defensive game, we're going to be pretty good.
You say about Michael Spacek. I mean, how many pucks to the face can the guy take and still come back and play in the game?
Yeah, he looks more beautiful now than he did ever, though, I think. No, he had a tough game there, a couple of unlucky bounces. But you know, he got the big goal for us. Just, you know, just started off. He kept coming back, so that's great.
Well, one thing we've talked about with this team is sometimes you guys can be a little bit top heavy in terms of production, but it seems like now you're getting the entire team contributing, and even if they're not scoring, like Christian Reichel hitting the post, you know, like just guys are driving the play. It's not just the main guys that we've come to expect.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's huge for us. You know, especially coming down the stretch here. You look at guys like McLeese and, you know, Fajez, Fijis. If you look at guys like that and you have Skyler, Girard, you know, they're playing the roles great. And I think that's going to be a huge part for us coming down the last, you know, 25 games, 20 games. I think that's making us a better hockey team as it is.
Now you talked about Eric Comrie in your second answer. I mean, what can you say about him? 38 saves, kept you guys in this game in that first period. Yeah. And we, I mean, it's something we've come to expect all season long. Yes. But, you know, you watch a game like that and just he continues to amaze.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I said it, is because we know that, you know, he's there, but we can't rely on him every game. But a big thing is that we have to play better for him. And that's what happened in the first period. We know he was there. He kept us in it. And then we have to play better for him in the second and third. And that's what happened. But he's been, you know, a key reason. He's been a big reason as to why we're here right now. Yeah. Yeah. Next.
You know, one thing we've seen is guys just not quitting on pucks. I mean, J.C. Lapointe had another example today where he's moving his feet, gets it over to McLeese, gets his first goal of the season. Marco Dano, with a big block, blocks it with his hand, you know, in a lot of pain, stays on for a little bit. It's just, is there just a level of commitment that you're seeing from this team, especially since we've seen that reset that we're keep talking about from Christmas?
Yeah, and I think the big thing is we're having fun. You know, we're enjoying coming to the rink. You know, we're playing for one another. And you see plays like that, they mean a lot to us. You know, like little blocks, little chips, little hits, you know, move your feet. It all goes a long way as part of the team concept. And I think you know, ever since that Christmas break, we've been doing all those little things. You know, everyone's been contributing to, you know, to each and own's single, I guess their own way, I should say. And I think that's been a huge part of our success so far. And I think in order for us to continue that, the same thing's going to have to happen. Everyone's going to have to play their own role and not expect to do too much or too little.
Last one for me is I've got to talk about the home play. You guys are 12 game point streak right now, 11-0-0-1. What is it about LMTS Place that's just working for you?
You know what? We want this to be a hard rink for opponents to play in, and right now it is. I mean, you know, we played the last four games, especially, you know, two good teams, and I think that's a huge part for us, knowing that teams don't want to come in here. And I think, you know, you can see that with Chicago. They have a very, very well-rounded team. You know, they're a playoff team, and I think, you know, to play the two games that we played, the last two games defensively, I think that says a lot that, you know, they don't, it's a tough rink to play. We're not giving up much. We're playing hard. You know, we're forechecking. I think that's going to go a long way, too.
I just have one, Logan. Right from the first shift, pieces of equipment lying all over the ice, lots of hits tonight as well. Only one more set of series, one more series against Central Division teams. Are you ready to move on from this Central Division?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, every time we play a Central Division, it's better for us.
you know, as long as we keep doing what we're doing, you know, it's helping us advance up. But right now we're just trying to continue the stretch that we're going on and keep building off this, make sure we finish the next two games before we go on the road.